It's your host Atlas Hopkins reporting from Spot 127, and today I'm here with two special guests, Charles Beckia.
Good morning.
And Prince Beckia.
Hello.
And today we're going to be talking about athletes being idolized as role models. So a question for either one of you guys, are you your role model an athlete?
For me personally, I don't have an athlete as my role model. My role models are politicians and news analysts, but people who have to overcome obstacles, who have overcome obstacles to get where they are in the political stage.
My role model is an athlete. He's Stephen Curry, and I like Stephen Curry. I think he's pretty good.
And so, has either one of your role models caught a criminal charge or been fined for a criminal charge?
I mean, other than throwing his mouth guard, like, not really.
All right. So, as fans and being a part of the audience of sports, why do you think us fans or the audience put these athletes on such high levels?
Personally, I think fans highly regard athletes because they pay so much attention to them, and when people constantly watch you, especially if they themselves are athletes, they aspire to be like you. And when you look up to someone like that, you naturally put them on a pedestal. I think that it's important to note that athletes don't choose whether or not people look up to them, but people do, and it's their obligation to be a good role model.
I totally agree with Charles. I totally agree with what Charles is saying.
Why do you think athletes get in trouble primarily during the off season?
I think athletes get in trouble in the off season because they have all that extra time on their hands. And when you have nothing to look forward to, even if it's just for a short period of time, you can get caught up in things you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, like if you don't have anything to do, like you just basically sit around and trouble could come any day.
All right, so what do you guys think is the most common crime committed by athletes?
Oh, DUIs, definitely, especially among NFL players. I recently read that in 1988, Leonard Little, he played for the Rams. He was under the influence driving from a party, and he ended up killing a St. Louis woman. His punishment was probation for 4 years, an 8-game suspension, and 1,000 hours of community service. If it was any one of us, that would virtually be the end of our lives.
Yeah, like Charles said, like if it was an average human being, like there would be more consequences.
So do you think that these athletes get set up to commit these crimes or get set up to fail?
I would say no, because like it's their actions and it's their decisions that put them at that state.
Agreeing with Prince, I think it's perfectly in their control to choose what they choose to do with themselves in the off season and their decisions that they make.
A question that pops up frequently is, should these leagues and organizations crack down harder on the players when these crimes are committed?
Yes, they really should, because I believe that people should be held accountable to what they do, regardless of whether or not they're a super successful athlete.
Yes, they totally should, because, like I said, it's their actions.
Yes, they really should, because people should be held accountable to what they do, regardless of whether or not they're a super successful athlete.
As fans of these athletes, do you expect these players to get hit with charges?
Yes, I think if they're doing something they're not supposed to be doing, then they should be held accountable.
I expect them because they are human beings.
Yeah, and there's so much temptation that comes down to it.
But when it comes to these athletes' cases, do you think or would you agree that the media doesn't always tell the full side of the story?
The media never does. And that's just something everybody knows.
Yes, I think the media doesn't always tell the full story. They tell the story that sells and the story that makes money.
All right, so my final question I have here is, do you think black athletes get hit with charges harder than white athletes?
Well, yes, unfortunately, that's true. It's not some new information. I think blacks get regarded as more violent and generally get hit harder with crimes. It's unfortunate, but it's true. Especially in America, looking at our nation's history, there is a racial profiling built on that. And I think that's very important to note when you understand that.
All right. So I'd like to thank both of you guys for coming to the show, taking time out today to come and do this interview for me.
Thank you.
It has been Atlas Hopkins from Spot 127 on The Lunch Club.